Chapter 6 Fighting to Survive. As Buck learned more about the ways of the wild, he also changed in other ways. He changed both in his body and in his spirit. His body became acclimatized to the cold, his muscles became as hard as iron, and he stopped feeling ordinary pain. His sense of sight and his sense of smell became stronger, and his hearing was so good that at night he could hear small noises from far away. Even in his sleep, he could decide if a noise meant peace or danger. The changes in Buck's spirit were less easy to see, and even Buck didn't know that they were taking place. He became very patient and disciplined. When the other dogs started fighting, he didn't go near them because he didn't want to get involved in their fights. "Fighting uses energy, and to survive in the north, I must save my strength and energy for when I really need them," he thought. Spitz always wanted to fight Buck because he was afraid that Buck, the bigger dog, might become the leader. Several times he tried to start a fight with Buck, but Buck just turned and left. "I don't want to fight Spitz now," he thought. "I want to wait until I'm the stronger dog." Finally, however, Buck couldn't be patient anymore, and he and Spitz had their first real fight for supremacy. The fight happened on a very cold evening when there was heavy snow and a freezing wind. It was dark when they made camp, and Buck immediately made his sleeping hole under a big rock. Perrault and Francois made a small fire on the ice and warmed some fish on it. "Come and eat," they called to the dogs. Buck's hole was so warm that he didn't want to leave it for a long time, so he ran to Francois, took his fish, and ate it quickly. When he returned to his hole, he found Spitz there. Buck was furious. He jumped at Spitz, and the two dogs began to fight. Francois saw them and immediately understood the problem. "Ah!" Francois cried to Buck. "Spitz has taken your hole! Fight him! He's a thief!" While everyone was watching the fight between Buck and Spitz, a group of hungry huskies came and attacked the camp. They were from an Indian village near the camp, and they came because they smelt the food in the camp. There were about 100 of these wild dogs, and they were all very thin, almost skeletons. They were mad with hunger, and when they smelt the food in the camp, they became even madder and tried to eat everything. Perrault and Francois hit them again and again with their clubs, but the wild dogs continued taking the food. The surprised sled dogs jumped up and began to fight against the wild dogs. For once, the whole dog team fought together, along with the men, against a common enemy. The noise was terrible. Billy was crying in fear. Dave and Solex, both bleeding, fought bravely. Joe was biting like a demon. 3 huskies attacked Buck and bit his head and shoulders. Buck was attacking one of the huskies when suddenly he felt teeth in his throat. Spitz, seeing his opportunity to fight his enemy, was attacking him from the side. But Buck wanted to fight the wild dogs, the real enemy, and escaped from Spitz. There was total chaos. The dogs were barking and biting, and the men were shouting and hitting with their clubs and whips. Finally, very frightened, Billy ran from the camp onto the frozen lake near the camp. Buck and the other sled dogs followed him across the ice, and then into the forest not far from the lake. They were afraid to return to the camp because they didn't know if the huskies were still there, so they stayed in the forest all night. The dogs were badly hurt. Dave had big cuts on his leg, and Joe had lost an eye in the fight. Another dog, Dolly, had bites on the neck, and good-natured Billy cried all night because his ear was in pieces and hurt him so much. Early the next morning, the dogs returned to the camp. Perrault and Francois were standing near the tent and were talking angrily.
"Look," shouted Perrault, "those wild dogs ate half our food supply and other things, too. They even ate some of my clothes and my leather shoes."
Francois looked at his dogs sadly. "Ah, my friends," he said,
I can see that the wild dogs hurt you a lot. You've all got a lot of bites. Then he looked at Perrault and asked, What do you think, Perrault? Are our dogs going to become mad? Will they get rabies from those bites? I don't know, Perrault answered. He was very worried. There were another 800 kilometers of trail between the camp and Dawson, and if the dogs became mad, it would be difficult to finish the journey. The men knew they had to continue on the trail as soon as possible. They worked for 2 hours to prepare the sled and the harnesses. Slowly, the team of hurt, tired dogs began to move again. The hardest part of the trail between Dyea Beach and Dawson was now in front of them.